Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Sam Adamo, welcome to the podcast.
What's going on, man?
You were complaining about being short.
I'm complaining about not being taller. I don't know that I'm short. I'm 5'10". I think that's acceptable.
That's what Poseidon calls victim height.
Yes.
And I do have evidence you were recently the victim of credit card fraud.
There you go.
So you are victim height and you've been victimized.
You think it's because I'm short? They said he's an easy target. We can go after him. We can take him if he wants to fight us.
Yeah. The Albanian mafia saw you and said, we got this.
It was Bulgaria. Bulgaria. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, you show me the difference.
I'm not going to tackle that one. I don't know. That's your neck of the woods. You guys know better than me. Poseidon, are you Albanian or are you Greek also?
I'm Greek, bro. How dare you? I swear to God. I'm very angry right now.
This has been a recurring thing with
him.
You
know what? Leave.
I think it might have been you who planted that seed.
Yes, you piece of garbage.
You did once call him Albanian, which I know is like the lowest of the low that you can kind of, you know, stoop to when you're a Greek person and you want to...
Insult another
Greek man.
Not at all. He is Albanian.
Italians and do the same thing, by the way.
I know, and stop, I remind stop, okay, him because look, I want him to no, be a proud
stop
Albanian.
It, stop it! I'm not fucking Albanian.
See what I mean? Zero pride.
I swear to God, like I'm very mad. Like stop it.
Where's your family from in Greece?
Albania.
Peloponnese.
You heard that?
He heard that.
He's like, how do I fake this?
He wanted to put the mustard on. Yeah. On that real, real well. Well, that's a historical area, is it not?
Yes, it is. That's where the Olympic Games originated. Olympia.
I don't know, man. Sounds like you're compensating a little bit.
Yeah. There you go. Thank
that
you.
That sounds like something that an Albanian man trying to pose as a Greek
no,
man would
true.
Say.
It's
you know
true.
You know
it's
where I'm
literally
from?
Literally fucking
the
true.
Olympics. You know where I'm from. The Olympic
the
Games,
are from
bro.
There. Yeah.
All right. Poseidon, enough of your Albanian propaganda.
I swear to God.
This episode's not about you. It's about Sam. Sam, how's the podcast going?
It's going. I'm having fun with it. I think that's the important thing. Some people want me to just talk about Italian soccer. They think I'm nuts for trying to discuss, I don't know, tennis. If something else happens, you know, outside of that one little niche world.
Were you violently canceled recently?
Not violently, no. You want to talk? Fuck, we're going to get into that right away, are we?
I forgot about it until you were talking about tennis. For some reason, it came in my head.
Well, maybe I should stay in my lane and only talk about soccer because maybe I get in trouble if I don't. But no, I mean, just...
What got you in trouble last time?
What got me in trouble, if you're referring to what I think you're referring to, it wasn't really
all that
bad. How
many times
have
you been canceled?
0 to 1 times.
Okay.
Depending on how you want to...
So that time, like, what happened?
What happened was Samson was on the pod, and I never have comics on the pod. I just haven't. Yeah. I mean, I've had other comics on the pod. I should say I don't have... I hadn't, up until that point, had local guys on the pod. I've not been doing stand-up that long, so I'm not really that close with anyone, or at that point, I wasn't really. So it's not really a thing I had done. But I thought, Samson's a funny guy, let's have him on. Because sometimes I'd just be on the phone with him. People that don't know who he is, he's an open micer here who's been doing it a little longer than me. But
Samson's been on the podcast.
Okay, great. Oh. So he's very funny. Sometimes I'd be on the phone with him, and he would just say outlandish stuff. And I'd be like, dude, we've been talking for 45 minutes. This is a podcast we just did.
Like, and he's hilarious.
He's hilarious. Funny. You know, like, I'll fucking call him, and he's like, you know, he's Jewish. He's like, you know, I think he said something along the lines of, I don't want to burn his, it's not even a bit, but it's his idea. But he said something along the lines of, yeah, man, isn't it funny how the only people that will ask you if you're Jewish are Jews and Nazis? It's like crazy shit like that. And I'm like, I'm listening. And then we just riff on that. And I'm like, this is good. Come on the pod, you know? So originally when I started the pod, it was like years ago. I was in college. It was just had a humble few people that listened. It was about Italian soccer. My friend who I was doing it with kind of stepped back a couple years ago. I kept doing it. And last year I changed the name of the pod from the Calcio Podcast to the Bordello because it's a little bit of a mess, whatever. It's a little bit of everything. I talk about soccer a lot, but not only. So I'm like, great. This is a fantastic opportunity to get somebody on, you know, who who's just funny. I don't have to talk about fucking Italian shit or whatever. And we start riffing. And Samson's a fucking scatterbrain guy, and so am I. And we're just kind of interrupting each other. It's a little all over the place, but nothing really bad is said. At one point, he's telling a story about how when he was in high school, he was wrestling at Bialik, which is a Jewish school here. And he went down to the reservation on Kanawake and wrestled people there. And Kanawake Survival School is a high school that anyone who's wrestled in Montreal knows to be scared of because they're killers. They're absolute motherfuckers. They're incredible wrestlers. And Samson,
I didn't know the natives like wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
A lot of pent-up anger, maybe.
I didn't know that they have the wrestling. I didn't know that that was a thing they did.
It's a good program. I don't know how good the coaching is or if they're just, I don't know. They just have the fucking...
I learn something new every day.
Yeah, I don't know. The fucking spirit of the fucking wolf just inhabits them and they maul people.
Good.
So Samson's telling a story about how he once apparently...
Got beat up
by a native guy whose girlfriend was pregnant on the sidelines. And it's just a funny story. Whatever. I was in Florida when the episode came out. I was on vacation with my fucking balls in the sun. I posted another clip of the pod. Samson didn't like it. Told me to take it down.
Okay.
I was like, all right.
What was the clip?
It was funny. It was just him talking about the Jews. And he's like, I don't know. This kind of looks like I'm, you know, going after my own people. He's in his head a little bit. He's a good guy, but he overthinks a lot of stuff. Respectfully. I think he should do it less. But... anyway, still very funny. I say, no problem, fine, I'll take it down. And I'm thinking I'm not going to post from this episode now. I'm like, fuck it, I'm not posting any more clips. I do it myself, right? And then Samson goes, look, I'll send you a list of curated topics on the pod that you can cut from. I go, no problem, feel free, whatever. First one on the list, Kanawake wrestling story, or just wrestling in general. So I cut that clip.
I didn't know he wrestled. That's such a cool thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so looking at him too.
Yeah.
But to be fair, there aren't a lot of very Jewish looking guys that look like they could wrestle.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, the yarmulke doesn't lend itself well to fear.
He's just flying off.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
It's there for balance.
Yeah. Yeah, do they have to take the yarmulke off when they wrestle?
For sure. Or it flies off.
I don't know, man. I think they're not really, I don't know how committed they are to winning. I think they're just kind of.
You think they were just sending him to the reservation for slaughter?
I think it might just be a case of them being like, hey, listen, you know, people pay good money to send you kids to the school. We'll offer you something, but we don't really give a shit how well you do at it. You know, I feel like if a kid started doing well at wrestling in a Jewish school, they'd say, what are you doing? Focus, you know?
Yeah.
Don't take, I don't know.
Focus on becoming a lawyer.
Miss whatever. Sure. Yeah. Rep. Yeah. Don't. Yeah.
Dig a tunnel for me, boy.
Just fucking rep. Just rep the basketball team.
How do you think
I'll play basketball anymore? What's up?
Sorry, how do you think El Chapo's going to escape from? It's his lawyers.
El Chapo's not Jewish.
It's the Legion of Jews.
No, I know, but it's because his lawyers are Jewish.
Are they? I thought they were Mexicans, but go on.
The Hasidic Jews are a whole other beast, so I got to say, like...
We'll get to the Hasidic Jews, but I want to hear the story now. Okay.
I post a clip of Samson telling this story, but so that it's not out of context, I cue it up by making clear that we're talking about indigenous people. And I queued it up like shit. Like, I cut the clip really poorly.
How'd you queue it up?
I queued it up with a clip of me.
What's the deal with these natives?
The sequitur was me saying, so the natives, this is almost a direct quote. I go, so the natives get fucked up by alcohol on the reservations. And then Samson's like, I got my ass kicked by one once. And he gets into the story.
That sounds like he got drunk and fought a native.
It does. But also, I think the people were mad that he was implying that they all knock up their girlfriends.
I didn't even know that was a stereotype.
And I think Samson said the kid was like 20 years old, so apparently he had failed a grade. So that's also a stereotype.
Failed more than one grade if he's 20 in high
school. I don't know, man. It's just that was the gripe with it. But I admit I cut the clip like shit. I did because it made it look like it was something it wasn't. What we were talking about was, first of all, it's not a good way of wording it. What I was talking about was how just like alcoholism kind of just butt fucks people on the reservations. Like, just it's a sociocultural thing.
We know this.
Yeah, but to say the natives get fucked up by alcohol.
You're saying as if it's their fault.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, those guys are just sitting around getting fucked up all the time. It's just a clunky way of wording it, which is fine if it's buried in a pod. But like, it was a crazy decision to, you know, cue the clip up with that. But I was in Florida. I was on vacation. I was like, all right, I'm kind of over this. I was taking a shit when I cut the clip and I was like, fuck it, let's just put it out. So it gets like 7,000 views in like an hour. I think the population of Kanawake is like 8,000.
Okay. You
know? So again, it's not a lot of people, but relatively, I don't know. Just
res shared it to each other and said, this guy is calling us alcoholics.
I think a lot of moms did. You know, who really actually gets mad about stuff in real life. Some people reached out and said, yeah, it's a funny episode. But that was it. I mean, Samson kind of didn't Yeah, he wasn't a huge fan of it. So I took the clip down, no problem. I thought it was funny. Just the wrath of it was kind of amusing.
But what was the wrath?
I, you know,
he told me he needed to see a lawyer or some shit. He got contacted by.
He didn't need to see a lawyer.
He said he needed to see a lawyer, and he got contacted by fake journalists or something.
He chose to see a lawyer. That was his prerogative. No, so I think the outrage, and it wasn't, calling it outrage is so douchey. It wasn't. It didn't even move the needle. In the grand scheme of things, didn't move the needle. But in your own world, when this is happening, and you know, there's 20 or 50 comments, you know, coming in saying "fuck these guys," and you're not used to it.
Like one of them was me.
You're part of the problem, dude. Fuck, man. So Samson didn't like it. I took the clip down, and that was that. But then an article got written about it in the local Kahnawake newspaper.
And that's amazing.
Right? That's what I'm saying. So I think the article was entitled "Kahnawake Targeted in Racist Podcast" or something like that. And it's insane. They misquoted it. They misquoted the fucking pod. They're taking stuff out of context.
I love that it was in racist podcast. Like the goal of the podcast is to be racist.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing. They didn't put the piece out until I had a chance to record the following episode by the pool in Miami, and I just addressed it, and I said, I'd like to apologize to, like, no one type of thing. I kind of slow-rolled people and was like, hey, yeah, it was, some shit went down. I think I got to apologize to absolutely no one. I went fucking full Conor McGregor, kind of, you know, which is so sad, you know, for the couple hundred people to listen. But I was like, I got no stakes. Who gives a shit? And I just said, maybe we'll start a race war. We'll go down to the fucking bank. You know, we'll have the Italians on one side, the fucking natives on the other. Unfortunately, I've isolated.
This seems like a terrible idea, but go on.
No, but it was, I rolled with it. I said, you know, I tried to make an appeal to them. Apparently, someone who I was on vacation with, I was there with another couple. The girl I was with apparently once worked there. She's like nice. An auditor. And I was like, that's a good sign. Yeah, it's great. They fucking loved you coming down, collecting more tax from them. This is, but I rolled with it. You know, I'm like, well, you know, Well, did you guys eat together? And she's telling me, yeah, they have this bread called banook or something. I'm like, okay, that's kind of like focaccia.
I love bread.
We're bridging the gap here. So I just fucked around with it. But so I guess they took that pod and the previous one and said, in the next step, so in the article, they're like, racist podcast, Kahnawake targeted. And the following episode, Adamo came out and said he'd like to apologize to no one and lamented the fact that he will no longer be able to frequent the golf club and poker club on the reservation, which he previously enjoyed. Now, just the idea of unironically writing that down as if it's not so preposterous, as if I'm not joking.
As if it's not satire.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But
that's what they did to Mike.
So I thought it was, right. So I thought it was funny. So I said, all right, cool. I took a screenshot of it. Was like, look at this shit. You believe this? Samson didn't love the fact that it was out there. And that's it. I think he wanted to contact a lawyer to try to get it taken down. And he was too nice with it. That's the thing. Samson is a nice guy at his core. And he reached out to the fucking newspaper and he asked them nicely to take it down. They said, no. I'm like, bro, you got to bully them. What are you doing? So I called him on the pod. On my pod, and I posed as my lawyer, and I said, yes, this is Yvan Saint Laurent. I'm a lawyer with fucking Spiegel Cohen and whatever. I'm the personal attorney for the Adamo family. This is one of the clearest cases of defamation libel I've ever seen. The podcast is not racist. And they took it down on the pod.
So
I called Samson. I was like, brother.
That's how it's done, bro.
You got to break some kneecaps. You got to break some eggs.
Hold on. You out-Jewed the Jew.
Listen,
no, they're natives, bro.
Can I be honest? I just got fed up of Samson bringing it up. I was like, buddy, would this make you feel better? Would you sleep better at night? All right, I'll take it. Yeah, I'll see to it that it get taken down.
And you did.
Yeah.
You're a man of your word.
So that's what happened. Yeah, so maybe I should just stay in my lane to talk about soccer.
Or fake being a lawyer. That works out too.
I appreciate you having me on, man. This is fun. It's a great setup you got here.
Thank you.
Fucking awesome. I like the sport memorabilia all throughout. You got the IAC Athens fucking the little triangular flag. That's a collector's item. Where'd you get that thing?
Athens.
You got it in Athens?
Yeah.
At like a flea market?
No, at the IAC Athens shop.
Okay. What's the scene like over there? What's the soccer scene like over there? Because it was pretty bleak for them for a while, right? Weren't you guys down to like the third division or something?
Yeah, we climbed up. And then we won the double last year.
Fuck, man.
And right now we're second place behind 1 point. It looks like we're probably going to win the league again.
Does it not get a little tired to watch that league, though? Like, I'm sure you like the club, the team, you know, which is important, but do you also follow, you know, if there's like a random fucking game with like a couple of lower, you know, lower tier sides, will you just watch for fun to see
sometimes,
what's going
on? Sometimes, but it's not as good. Like the top six teams are watchable.
Mm.
And then the rest pisses me off.
I have trouble watching lower division Italian soccer.
Yeah. I've tried to watch Italian soccer too, like the lower divisions. Same thing in Italy. Like I watch Italian soccer, but the truth is, it's not the whole league that's fun.
No, it really isn't.
Spain is the same thing. Two people don't talk about it. It's not the whole league that's fun.
No, the Premier League, even the Premier League
has two or three teams that you're like, I could do without them.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think with the Prem, the benefit that they have is the production. So when you look at it, it just looks like a top class thing going on. I think I'm going to London in March and it's during an international break. I'm still going to go watch a game. I'm going to watch like Charlton in the third division.
It's going to be fun.
And it's a better looking stadium than what we've got here.
Oh,
by a stretch.
By a
fucking mile.
By a fucking stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's insane here. Same in Greece. Dude, what pisses me off is some of the quality that they send out of some of these fucking stadiums. It's so shit. It's like we're in the 1970s. Mm. So now I'm lucky because my team just built it. It opened up last year, a brand new state of the art stadium.
That's unheard of.
One of the best in Europe, okay? Yeah. Beautiful stadium. It's going to host this year's Europa League final.
Okay.
Beautiful. I got to visit it. I was the first person to visit it, media, technically, before even the Greek media was allowed.
Why? How? How did that happen?
Because I was in Greece by coincidence, and I wanted to go watch a game, but the games hadn't started yet. It wasn't ready, and I go, look, I'm here. So I spoke to the girl who does all the PR, social media, all the marketing.
You finagled it.
Well, yeah, I just said I'm shooting a documentary. And
right. When's that documentary coming out?
It's on Patreon.
Okay. Yeah. Actually.
Yeah. And I did it after the fact because I'm like, I got some of this footage. So then I went, I was there with the
couldn't
wife.
Dishonor the club, you know.
It was beautiful. It was such a...
You couldn't lie to them. Yeah.
It was a crazy feeling though, being in there.
You got to be careful. Yeah. Once you start building stuff in Greece, it feels good for a moment. And then all of a sudden a sovereign debt crisis just wipes you guys out. It's like, you got to be careful. You got to be careful what you build. I remember being in Greece in 2013 and they were still talking about the Athens Olympics and how it butt fucked them.
Oh, it completely butt fucked. Which they probably liked. Bring up the Ajax Stadium. But yeah, it completely buffed them. This is already paid though. This the team. It's already paid for
privately.
Yeah, we don't owe any money on it. So that's the beauty of it. And it's also a museum as well.
Mm-hmm.
It serves as a museum of the Pontic genocide and all the Greeks from Asia Minor that were forced to migrate to Athens. They came in as refugees. That they're the ones who built the club. So
there's
the
a museum to them.
Yeah, there's a museum to all the refugees and the victims of the genocide.
Are they buried underneath the museum?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of bleak.
There's a lot of it's nice. The nice museum is beautiful. The fan shop is beautiful. Like it is such a gorgeous fucking stadium, such a fun thing.
That is beautiful, and yeah.
That's while it was getting built.
On the hill.
Oh, dude, it's in the forest. You could see it from far too. You could see it when you're flying
looks
over
like
Athens.
The Acropolis.
Yeah, dude, it's gorgeous.
Looks like the Parthenon.
Yeah, besides, you could bring up some videos, I guess, so you could
look at that. You'd think you were in fucking Western Europe.
Yeah. It doesn't belong in Athens.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. But I feel like you almost need a couple of teams that are just going to keep the dog shit stadiums.
Well, right now what's happening is Panathinaikos is also signing contracts to build a new stadium in downtown Athens. PAOK and Thessaloniki are also... We need Greek teams to have nice stadiums.
Why?
We need people to be. We need to be state of the art to get more.
I don't disagree, by the way. More but European, I want to hear you talk it out.
More European finals to be played in Greece to raise the caliber of the people that'll go down there. We can't have just hooligans, right?
Sure.
You want families to go back to stadiums. You want them to be secure. This place was beautiful, dude. This place.
How long before those savages tear this place up, though? If we're being honest, because you say you don't want hooligans down there, but yeah. I mean, it feels like it's the guy that goes to that game. Most religiously. I think families will pop in once in a while, but the fanatics are the craziest people that will go to war for the team.
This is true. There's a section for them. I mean, they've calmed down. When the stadium first opened, the first couple of games, dude, you couldn't even see because the flares and you could see it from space. I don't know why he's having trouble finding.
It's kind of charming. It's kind of charming, though.
Yeah, look at that. It's a cauldron, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like... where did Galatasaray play? Turk Telkom, I don't know, wherever they play in Istanbul.
Look at this.
Same vibe, same energy.
You're going in there. It's fucking, it's beautiful.
There is real potential, I think, yeah, because of just the fiery nature of the ball. It's a bit of that Balkan fire. I mean, I know the Turks and Greeks and Bulgarians probably don't all unanimously accept that that categorization, but you guys are Balkans, right?
They call us, yeah, we're the
kind,
Balkans.
Kind of. Yeah, I don't know. There's something cool about the
we have our own fucking
the
eagle
vibe in that stadium. That.
That's an eagle, bro.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those eagles. That's historically that's a sensitive thing. Lazio are big into the eagle, and they're a hugely fascist club.
Us, they're super leftist, AK, and it's the double-headed eagle is our logo.
Okay, so it's progressive in Greece. It's actually the opposite of what.
What Lazio is?
Of what fascism?
Yeah,
well, just as a symbol. I mean, the eagle is a symbol.
As far as
I'm
concerned, fascism is like hardcore left, so it might be similar.
Arguably, I was actually watching a documentary about Mussolini yesterday, and he was just a leftist that got converted.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Extreme left is fascism.
Yeah.
And extreme right is totalitarianism. Extreme right is... So like Nazis, like the World War II, what was crazy is it was the left eating itself. So it was National Socialist Party, Nazis, mm-hmm. extreme left. Mm-hmm. You go far enough left or far enough right, you become a fucking dictator.
Right.
That's what they were. Mussolini was the same fucking thing, extreme left to the point where it's a dictator. Fascism, the second you mix the state controls the industry, you start falling into fascism territory, that's left. And same thing with the communists at the time, the Soviet Union, they were fucking far left.
Right. Yeah, Kim Jong-un's doing it the best as far as avoiding the far left label. He's the only real fascist out there.
And he's a fucking super communist.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he though?
Kim Jong-un? Yeah, it's super. It's communism to its like a
it's distributionist, but he distributes nothing.
He does distribute nothing.
He just holds all of it for himself in that sense.
But that's what communism is at the end of the day.
And even now, it does seem to be that's where it always goes.
But we're not capitalist anymore, eh? I was thinking about this last night. We're not capitalist anymore because for capitalism to work, to actually be capitalism, right? The thing that you're using, the currency to buy stuff, needs to have some redeemable value. But the fiat currency that we're using is made up.
Right.
And ever since they allowed the fractional reserve, so basically you put in $10 in the bank and they're allowed to loan out to create money
right.
32 times.
It's a wazzy, it's a woozy.
Yeah, then they just made up because now they also collect taxes even though they're allowed to print more money whenever they want and they do, but they still tax you. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, but it's a game and they got to keep it going and I hope they keep starting more wars.
It's going to collapse soon if they, you know that, right? It's
more
gonna,
wars, more wars.
Dude.
More wars. I want more wars. I want to buy a house. Fuck it.
Oh, you think the war's going to help you buy
fuck
a house?
It, dude,
everything's pricey.
I'm listening.
The war's going to hurt you.
I'm open to anything, man. I'm open to anything. If a war's going to fucking keep the whole financial system from collapsing,
it's
keep
the opposite.
Going.
The opposite. Because they're going to have to pull out more money. It's what you're going to need is somehow a turn of the switch and then world peace. All the war stops, so the prices go down. Because right now, like natural gas going to Europe from Russia had stopped. So all the prices went up. Like in Germany, they're like, you're going to have a hard winter and all that stuff. You need, and the United States is trying to sell that, what is that gas that they fucking, you know, they freeze and then they bring in containers over.
Okay.
So we need all that shit, all the wars to calm down, stop, so that prices go down. Because it's harder to sell stuff in a war zone.
The thing I keep hearing is that the military industry is what kind of keeps the U.S. afloat. And so
yeah.
they always want wars.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So I hear war, I
but
go,
they make
I'm
money.
Open to it. You
but
know?
They make money, but not the person at the bottom doesn't because everything inflates. So right now, you're still making, let's say, $20 an hour.
Sure.
When the food is costing you, well, it used to cost you $50, now it costs you $70. You're still making $20. It's not helping you, inflation. Inflation's killing you.
Right.
Inflation's killing you unless everything goes up at the same time. But if everything goes up at the same time, it'll blow up as well. We need to shift. We need to make the currencies in North America backed by something. It doesn't have to be silver or gold.
By just Bitcoin.
No. It has to be something tangible. It has to be something tangible.
Like what? What is Bitcoin
Look, gold.
Backed by?
It should be gold. But
what's
whatever.
Bitcoin backed by? Absolutely nothing.
Faith. Just like fiat currency.
Right. And then other currencies are backed by the U.S. dollar.
Which, but that's the problem.
Which is?
The faith. So the U.S. dollar is meaningless.
Right.
Like, it's not backed by anything. And all the currencies in the world use the U.S. dollar as their backup currency. So they're all being propped up on a house of cards.
Here's the thing, right? If the whole thing collapses,
yeah.
collectively we're all kind of fucked.
Yeah.
But also, we haven't really lost anything. We just need to restart the financial system. They do that in countries that, you know...
Yes.
They've done that in Zimbabwe how many fucking times? Argentina.
Yeah, but you're going to have to become for a while Zimbabwe or Argentina. And that means heads are going to roll.
Whose heads?
Who victim. Victim height people.
People who can't fight for themselves. Fuck, dude. That's deep, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude, there's no...
I got to fucking start learning. I got to learn fucking kung fu or something.
So there was... they were showing...
Get the fuck away from me. After, I'll fuck you up. I know Kung Fu. No one knows about Kung Fu anymore. No one gives a shit
no
about
Kung Fu.
No one
gives a shit about Kung Fu.
I don't know why it's the first thing that came to mind.
We all know jujitsu. As soon as someone comes towards me, I lay down on my back. I'm like, yo, come get this big boy.
You ever see, you get fucked in the ass.
You ever see Gracie fighting that guy on the one of the Gracies in New York on the subway?
Hoist.
Might have been Hoist. Yeah, he was fucking, he beat the shit out of a guy on the ground on the subway
That's
platform
amazing.
A few months ago.
I didn't see that. That's
it's the only
amazing.
Time I've seen jiu-jitsu work in real life.
Hoist Gracie, I think, is older, so it can't be him, but you never know.
Might have been. I mean, he was fighting probably a crackhead or something. It was a...
Fun.
Just a... Guy strung out, but he beat the fuck out of him, dude, using jiu-jitsu. It's the only time I've ever seen it work in the wild. It feels like it's not that. That's the thing. All the guys that do jiu-jitsu, and I'm open to trying it. I took a class once. I fucking liked it. I could see why it's cool, but it's just call a spade a spade. Say what it is.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a good skill to have. It's good for your body. It's good for your mind. It's not going to save you when the fucking guns come out.
No. But even now, let's say if the economic system collapses, like we said.
Right.
We're fucked because money's worthless. No one has any money. So all you can do is get tangible goods. We don't have a farm here. Like, we're not farmers in Montreal. We're city folk. So everyone's going to be scrambling to destroy the supermarkets to get whatever canned goods they can, whatever bottled water they can. Money doesn't exist, so the cops aren't getting paid. So the cops are out there willy-nilly. They're not working anymore.
Right.
They're anarchy.
Right. They're cops for hire, maybe. They'll fucking, you know, pimp themselves out for bread.
Yeah, a bottle of water.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Wouldn't it be great, though, if, like, rich people... weren't rich anymore because the financial assets are worthless. Again, they have properties largely, and
they have properties. They're going to have some investments
in
gold
and all
that.
That's true, but what do you sell the property off for? Again, pasta?
It's not about selling it for. It's the fact that you have that property.
Right.
So you can create your bunker. You could build a little farm in the back, a chicken coop, whereas apartment people are fucked.
That's a good point, but I guess I'm saying if you want to protect yourself because, I don't know, it's fucking purge level. You're right, you do need guns. But if you're a loaded guy, you want to protect yourself. You want to hire, like, former police officers who now desperately, you know, need to work.
Nope. I hire natives.
You hire natives?
For real.
Yeah.
I go to the people that know how to live off the land.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I pretend natives don't exist anymore. I don't acknowledge them
well,
anymore.
Well, you had a traumatic experience.
Yeah, yeah. They don't fuck around. And the funny thing is, I do like that place.
I love them. I'm a big fan of the natives.
It's Disney World. I like them very much. They probably have it. The ones who are doing it correctly, the ones who are actually hunting, which I don't think many of them are anymore, but those that
are. Well, it's the modern day. They're not going to have to all hunt.
No, naturally. But the ones hanging on to it are doing it right.
I like warrior cultures.
Right.
I like warrior cultures. I like ancient cultures. I have a big soft spot for, like, the Chinese, say India. Like, I like old stuff.
That's why history's so fun. Just as a dude, you gotta, I don't know what it is, but I'm right there with you where I love reading about people that used to be, I don't know, that used to be out there conquering.
Yeah, and just they did stuff when it wasn't easy to do. So there's something that always comes over me when I'm driving in the States. If I'm going, let's say I'm going from here to New York and it's not by plane, I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I always look around at all that land, all these towns that are built, and I go, this is fucking crazy, dude. People walked this. They had horses. There was nothing here. And they kept going for miles. Then they started building cities. What the? It's so impressive. It's so crazy.
One of the best bits of, I don't know, this is actually crazy. That's definitely not one of the best comedy bits of all time. But one of my personal favorite comedy bits of all time is Rogan in 2006 talking about how he's an idiot and he can't do anything.
Yes, and he's right.
But he simplified it so well. He's talking into a mic. He goes, why is that loud? I don't know.
I feel he's so right. I feel the exact same way. And I bring it up about the cell phones. I go, if something, I need a nerd. Like, I don't know how any of this shit works. Brother, I know how to use it, but I don't know how it works.
Brother, he surmised it perfectly. He said, if I dropped you off in the middle of the woods, how long would it take before you could send me an email? Forget about it. It's over. I cannot, for the life of me, fathom how anyone sailed across an ocean, you know, let alone the Atlantic Ocean, but even just like going from Ireland to Wales. How the fuck are you going to have enough balls to get out into the unknown where you can't see the horizon and just think, well, we'll see what happens. And you know how many people, and I feel like we don't hear about this, but so many people must have got butt fucked.
Oh,
where 100%. We're in Ireland, let's go out into the unknown, and they just get fucking, you know, I don't know. They just become the Titanic, right?
Yeah.
But no one hears about them because it happened in 12-2, 1202, whatever. I feel like it's got to be a chunk of the people that were out sailing.
Well, 98% of human history is lost to time. Have you heard this?
It makes sense.
I mean, it may, but we don't even know if that's accurate. It might even be 99.
Who that's the thing. How do we know anything? How do we know anything other than
the Greeks wrote a lot of stuff down? So right. Well, there's certain cultures, Greece, India, the Persians had some stuff that we know a lot, but even that a lot, it sounds like a lot to us. We're like, yo, the Greeks, we can go back to 5,000 years, right? But
that's not that long.
That's the problem.
That's the thing I'm
people
saying.
People used to
anything?
Think, oh, that's like the beginning of time. Dude, the beginning of time is we could find bones that are fucking tens of thousands of years older than that. I think just the Sumerians now, it's what, 8,000 Poseidon?
I think so, yeah.
No, crazy, 8,000 years ago.
I like to imagine how short those motherfuckers are, dude. I just like to transport myself back there for one day. Just tower over like I do at my girlfriend's grandmother's house for fucking
for decades?
4 foot 10.
233,000 years old in Ethiopia.
I doubt it, bro. What? But they would have figured out how what? To run a proper country in that much time.
While you're looking this up, dude.
What?
No, nothing.
Listen, they did enough to hold off the Italian army, dude, during World War II.
That's not saying much.
No, it's not. I have a theory that the Italian people are not. You're saying you like fighting people? They're not fighting
people. They're not fighting anymore. They used to be.
They're fucking people.
But that's yeah, what that's are. What they are. You but that's what they show up in Africa, and then you see all the Ethiopians. They're like, who are all these short kings?
Yeah, dude, imagine
who
just
are these little Italians?
That is a bunch of fucking guys who look like they could fucking play point guard, just, you know, coming up against fucking Pasquale from Naples. Forget it, dude. It's over. No. I was riffing on the pod yesterday. It's not out yet, but I'm going to put this out tomorrow. I think you see Jannik Sinner win the Aussie Open.
No.
He's an Italian guy from Sud Tirol.
Good for him.
Which is on the border of Austria. It's like 40 kilometers. It's a stone's throw from Austria.
He's Austrian. His name is Jani.
Jannik, yeah.
Jannik.
Ethnically, he's Austrian, but he speaks German with an Italian accent, and he speaks Italian with a German accent. It's a weird thing.
Okay.
It's kind of like Montreal, how people sometimes, you know.
Sound different.
Yeah, sometimes people, you know, within, I don't know, if people are an immigrant here, they kind of speak English a little fucked up. They speak French a little fucked up, and there's crossover with both. Same idea.
Me, bro, I don't know what you mean for the speak.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. I know people that speak like that.
So I have a theory that I think in Italy, they should just get guys from that region, from like that one little Germanic region, and they should just be the cops, and they should just like enroll them in all the sports. I think the Italian hockey team would be so much better.
You said cops.
Yeah, cops, yeah.
You don't want Austrian police or German cops, bro. It gets wacky.
I know about what happened in the past. I'm aware. I think that this is the one way to kind of bridge that gap where you have people that are still, you know, they're still pledging allegiance to the Republic. They're still legal Italians. They're not people coming from, from abroad, from a foreign country.
What's happening to you guys? I heard the Italians are having a lot of trouble with illegal immigrants, like insane trouble. Like it's just people landing off rickety boats on the beach and be like, we live here now.
Yeah. I think a real issue was that, I'm not that well versed on the topic, but I think a real issue was that some of those boats were just dying at sea.
Yeah, that was an issue too.
And that was kind of what made international news, I think. That was the crisis. The crisis on the Italian side, funnily enough, is they're saying, what are we going to do with all these fucking outsiders? Get them the fuck out. That was actually the issue. You know, that was internally, that was seen as being the issue on the Italian side. Not that there's people out there dying. It's like, hey, once they get here, how the fuck do we get rid of these people while not, you know, infringing on, I don't know, conventions that we, I don't know, whatever.
That we adhere
international
to.
Treaties that we're supposed to adhere to.
Greece has strict laws, and when they're stranded by the boat, they have no choice, they have to go save them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Italians, not so much. But I don't understand, this is what I don't get, is I don't understand, I get if someone's stranded, you go help them. But if the people that are stranded are coordinated efforts to migrate illegally,
mm-hmm.
I don't get what is happening with the Southern Europe. It doesn't make sense to me.
You feel less of a burden to help. It's more of an elective, hey, you know, if I want to play the humanitarian card here.
People die, and I'm like, who's giving them the green light to even try it?
I think, to be honest, I think we... Obviously, we got to value all life, but I do think that those people are willing to just take on the risk.
Yeah,
I don't think they expect much. I don't think they're coming over to Europe saying, yeah, they'll treat us well. I'm sure there are rumors that, hey, once we get over there, they'll treat you so much better than over here. I mean, you show up and they'll feed you. And they probably hear that and they're like, wow, awesome. But I do think there is an understanding that, yeah, we're doing this because we're desperate and we could die. I think it's just kind of like the lesser of two evils.
So wouldn't it be, and you're not going to answer this, but I'm just saying in general, shouldn't we as society make sure, wouldn't it be bit more beneficial to all the other countries, the Western countries, to actually take care of those countries so that they're livable? so that people don't have to escape to come back? Because now I feel like we exploit a lot of these countries. Yeah. We let them go to war for us.
Right.
We bomb the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And then we wonder, why are there so many immigrants? Well, if you bombed my house, I got nowhere to go. I'm going to go to the safest place. Your country might be the closest, safest fucking place. So then you're mad at me, but you literally stole my home.
I think growing up is realizing that we will not probably ever achieve that in our lifetime, yeah, though. You know, as sad as and as fucked up as it is, it's worth thinking about and tripping about sometimes late at night. But you know, I got to put gas in my car, bro. You know, a guy just cut me off on the highway and I fucking cut him off, and that's the worst thing that happened to me today, type of thing, right? It's just that it's not gonna really.
We're not gonna fix this.
No, I don't think we will.
How do you
I don't
feel know about Vince McMahon? Could.
Vince McMahon?
Yeah.
I think wrestling is incredibly gay.
All right. Poseidon?
That's the first thing.
I mean,
you've made an enemy.
I see it.
I'm not a wrestling guy.
I like it because it's a little bit gay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. We were talking about water before. We were going back and forth about what is and isn't gay. You were saying the mineral water is gay. I'm saying I think it's a little gay if you don't want, you know, if you're scared of bubbles tickling the back of your throat, and that's fine, you know.
Or maybe if you like bubbles tickling the back of your throat.
I think if you're afraid of it, maybe that's a little more, you know, like compensating for something.
Not necessarily afraid of it, but you know, maybe you don't appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
you know, I think your whole conversation is gay.
Different strokes. I don't know much about wrestling. I do appreciate the promo.
Yeah, I love the promo. But have you seen what happened to Vince McMahon?
Did they sandbag him or did he rape people?
I don't know. We haven't. I mean, some of it sounds extremely fake, but it sounds so fake that it could be true.
Oh, computer crashed.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, what do I think about Vince McMahon? I think, Jesus Christ, dude. I think if anyone was going to do it, I mean, listen, I think there's a reason why people either levy these accusations. Either they really happened, which makes total sense, or they didn't, but they're believable. They're believable, right? He's a powerful guy. He's a rich guy. And it's what a lot of those, you know, it's what a lot of those assholes did, right?
Yeah, apparently he was, but he's supposed to be a big germaphobe, like disgusted by everything.
Okay.
But the girl was saying that he was taking a shit on her in his office and he was pissing on her in his office.
Maybe it's like just deep harbored.
But I thought the same thing. I go, well, that makes it believable and non-believable at the same fucking time. I don't know.
It's almost like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like they might have, that might be where they lost me. You know, if this is kangaroo court and I'm the jury.
Yeah.
I gotta, come on, brother. You're fucking, I think you just want to humiliate him a little bit. I think you might have just, you know, got your heart broken by a guy who like wrestling or something.
Oh, could you imagine that's all it is?
it's all it is. But to be fair, can you imagine how devastating it must be to procreate with a guy who loves wrestling?
Dude.
And just neglects you because of it. If it's like his little kink, it's his thing, you know, he watches, you know, whatever. What is it? Raw on Mondays. I don't know.
Oh shit. Click on that. Let's click on the right. No, entertainment news right there. Nikki. No. Right there. On the right.
What are we going?
Yeah, click on that. What does that say? Go to it. Nikki and Brie Garcia react to Vince McMahon. And WWE sexual assault. Yeah, I want to know what they said because they
were
wrestlers.
Are they wrestlers?
They were wrestlers.
Why do wrestlers look like porn stars?
Isn't that the whole point?
Maybe it's not as gay as I thought.
You're growing up, kid.
No.
Growing, what are these two
growing
dudes
older,
say?
Becoming an appreciator of wrestling as you get older. I don't know, man.
The Garcia twins released a statement to Instagram on Monday. Okay, scroll down.
They're twins?
It has been a lot of process since we found out. Okay. The statement continued. This is something we don't stand for or condone from anyone, no matter who. Obviously, we want all women to feel safe. Okay, but you're not saying, does it seem believable to you? Because, you know, they were in there. So, like, if they say, for example, he asked us if he can shit on us, I'd be like, whoa, okay.
I see the statement on Vince McMahon. I think point on the board. That's what I think.
Yeah. Let's see. McMahon would shower Ms. Grant with gifts and empty work promotions. That's amazing.
Sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, while at the same time threatening her livelihood and her reputation if she wouldn't succumb to his increasingly depraved sexual demands. Do you think he was just getting older and crazier and he was just every week he's like, all right, now I got a shit in your mouth.
Listen, man. Wait, hang on. What are the accusations? Are the accusations that he was like just, I don't know, paying people, you know, I don't
that
know.
That he sex trafficked her?
How though? Joey Diaz, I think, went to jail for kidnapping because he moved someone from one room in the house to another without his consent, and that was the thing that they got him on.
I have friends who got because they brought a guy home because he robbed them.
Right.
So they brought him to his house to get the money back, and because he was in their car non-consensually, they went to jail too.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
God damn, what the fuck?
You ever hear that story about This may not be true. It was a deranged old Italian man who told me this in high school. This is this old teacher who was on the verge of retirement, but he told a story about how this one guy in the States, it's probably true, because the fucking States, dude, they're whack down there. A guy robbing a house stepped on a skateboard coming in through the window and broke his tibia or something.
And he sued?
And won.
Apparently, you could, certain places you could do that shit.
I heard about this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So essentially, in a nutshell, what happened? What she's claiming? Like, I don't know.
What is she claiming? I'm not that familiar. I just
she got a job there.
That he stepped down amid allegations.
Yeah, she got a job there, and basically, what he would do to her is they'd fuck around, he'd bang her, he'd shit on her. He would also have his friend John Laurinaitis, another guy in wrestling. I don't know what he did, but he was there, bang her too, and then he would send her nudes to other people in, like the production crew. And then the production crew said that they want to take turns banging her. And he tried to offer her, like, to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar wanted him to resign, and he didn't want to go back to WWE. So McMahon asked her to make a personalized video for him. Like, ooh, if you come back, you get to see more videos of me playing with myself.
Right.
And then she did that. And then he's like, oh, now I'm interested in coming back. Like, but so
his biggest mistake was hiring her. I think you can't do it with an employee. If it's just a lady in the wild, then I mean, at least it's then kind of, I don't know, it's like an arrangement.
What does it say?
If it's an employee, then that's an HR issue. Then there's probably some whole other level of legality that comes into it where you can't, I don't know, you can't proposition fucking people that work for you. She worked for him. She worked for the company.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Besides, out of all the articles, you went to the New Delhi Times.
Just a bunch of horny Indian guys in the comments. I want to see your pussy too.
Yeah.
Show pussy. Show pictures.
This is like the most talked
about. It's the first one.
There's a lot of Indians.
Yes.
They're just horned up, dude. They're just fucking horned.
Outsiders. What is all this?
Just a bunch is Janelle Grant?
A bunch of dogs, dude, that want to read about the fucking, that want to read about an American lady playing with her pussy.
Oh, yeah, because I wanted to see when she was hired, and I want to see how old
it was. From 19 to 22.
That's crazy.
2019. No, not her age.
No,
she's on double. It was from 2019. So here's what I don't get. This fucking idiot, bro. You're a billionaire. You're 80 years old. This is after Me Too.
What I was going to say is doing that in 2019 is crazy, dude.
Right?
Dude, COVID era fucking, COVID era work relationship where you're fucking the employee
is
buck wild. After the P tape, after the Trump P tape allegation,
it's
after
crazy.
That, dude, after that whole allegation that Trump would take shits on strippers' chests in Russia.
So now, that was proven fake though.
Yeah, but
that was proven fake, but it still came out.
But in the aftermath of that story,
that's what I'm saying.
You've got to be more mindful about whose chest you're shitting on.
But that's shit my question is, did he or didn't he?
Here's the problem, man. If you're married, okay, which I don't think he is, but if you are, what are you going to do?
Married.
He is?
Linda McMahon, yeah.
He's not going to shit on his wife's chest, dude. I'm not gonna do the. I don't even want to fucking come on my girl's chest.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want to shit on anyone's chest.
Yeah, but if
I don't
want
feces around when I'm banging.
If you want to, but if you're gonna do it, if you're that guy,
yeah,
you don't want to do it on your fucking wife's chest.
Of course
dude.
Not.
You're fucking, you know, a little bit of class.
But also, you don't want to do it in your office either.
No, you don't shit where you eat.
Exactly.
Right. Unless you're
Josh. So it doesn't make sense. That's what I'm saying. Is some of it maybe is exaggerated? I don't know.
Are we really gonna believe that Vince McMahon was able to get it up with the amount of fucking steroids that cocksucker was on?
But maybe that's why he could still get it up. It's because of the steroids.
Does it make your balls shrivel up?
Yeah, but it doesn't affect your cock.
That used to be a thing they would tell us in high school. Is that
and
it
does actually shrivel up your balls.
Shrivel your cock up.
Because what happens is because you're injecting testosterone, your balls don't feel the need to produce as much anymore. So what happens is they don't feel as productive, so they end up shriveling up. They basically get lazy.
You know, I
don't know, for lazy balls, this guy...
You know, I kind of wish, I don't play hockey anymore. I stopped after junior. I kind of wish I was still playing because I feel like when you get into adulthood, different guys start experimenting, doing TRT. I just want to see different guys' balls. Just see who's on fucking gear. Just like fucking chat shit about it.
Clip that.
Yeah. different guys' balls.
I never got to see balls of guys that may or may not have been on gear, man. I don't know.
I mean, me neither, and I'm okay with it.
I'm curious.
Well, maybe that's why you couldn't see him.
I'm curious. I want to know if this is true.
Listen, bro, Poseidon, I drink San Pellegrino, bro. I'm fucking curious. What do you want from me?
It changes nothing in my life, as with everyone else, if this is true or not. But I'm so curious as to, because there's such crazy allegations, and the text messages she released are so crazy. Like, if I want to know if he really spoke like that.
What's he saying in the text?
Oh, we read them on the intellectuals. Dude, first of all, when he says you, it's always a large letter U, like a child.
Yeah.
Even though he's 80.
I'm sorry to make you go over this again, but can you just maybe like just me into what's going on?
Yeah, so he'll say stuff like, oh, I showed you the pictures to the whole production crew. Now, the owner of a company, would he risk showing the production crew, the people that film Raw, naked photos of another employee? It sounds so ludicrous. Anyways, and they all want to have their turn with you. In fact, we want to see you take a row of black guys. He says stuff like that.
Why is it in Spanish?
That's 80 shit. That's 80 shit, bro. You can go back to the Spanish article. Just zoom in on the screenshot. They didn't fucking
it's just a screenshot. Yeah, they didn't translate the screenshot.
Hold on, bro. I'm having issues with this computer.
Well, anyway, listen, I think we got the gist. I understand. Yeah. You're asking me what I think about Vince McMahon.
Now that you know all this.
I think we need to take her at face value because it's funny. That's what I think. I think we just need to say Vince McMahon shits on chess. Fuck it. I know it's not cool if it's not true, but fuck it. I mean, it's an unreal narrative.
I prefer the shit chesting. What bothers me is the sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Because that's fucked up, dude. If that's for real, if
2019, that is crazy.
If he's passing her off to other people, that's insane, bro. That's slavery.
This ain't 96. We got iPhones. You can't be doing that.
But that's what I'm saying. It feels like, how is he delusional? How crazy are you to send these messages?
Yeah, look at this.
You zoom in.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Oh, actually, I got a better idea. Hold on.
Oh, he's got ideas, doggy.
These Albanians are full of fucking...
Yeah, I swear to God. He's a thinker.
I just passed my phone around to a bunch of guys on the tech crew.
That's crazy.
They were screaming. Oh, my God. She's fucking beautiful. Look at that ass. I'd like to get that. I paused to count out... Dude, bro, I will say, this is poetry. It's almost poetic. He's punctuating.
I'd like to get that.
He's putting.
But you've seen his voice.
He's putting quotation marks.
I paused to count out loud how many guys there were. 12. And then I said, okay, there's 12 of you, and she would love to each and every one of you at one time. I'm bleeping myself out because I don't want the podcast to get, because they won't. YouTube won't push it.
Really?
If it gets flagged as non-monetizable.
If I've been dropping F-bombs this whole time and
Me
making
too.
You fucking crit, I'm
but
sorry.
But the context of this one is harder.
Well, there's no chance.
But she will only do it if she takes 3 at a time.
Dude.
Like, this is the owner of a fucking billion-dollar company. It's crazy.
My favorite thing about this whole thing, July 2020.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
July 2020.
July 21st, 2020.
It's dated.
Oh, maybe he lost his mind during the pandemic.
Dude, July 21st, 2020, that's when we were moving into this place.
Yeah, it's true.
One down her throat, one in her pussy. You can pound her and keep on pounding till you pop your load.
It's written like a Pornhub comment almost, you know, describing.
I don't like that U and B are just letters for him. He's 80.
It doesn't make any sense.
He's a boomer, yeah.
But he's writing. He's writing the rest of it out. He's not saving that much time.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense.
And he's capitalizing the U. So he's got a double tap. It's the same number of clicks.
Yeah, yeah. Till you squirt. Baby, these guys were having a blast with me. Some of them didn't believe me. So I said, you were the greatest fuck in the world. And no matter how much you get.
You just dropped the F-bomb with a lot of mustard.
You always wanted more. It seems insane. Dude, this is to his employees. He's telling other employees about... This is supposed to be a secret from his wife. He's telling 12 employees on the tech team? It doesn't make sense.
Do you think that at a certain point...
You lose your mind.
When you get to a certain level of wealth. Because here's the thing. I mean, if you're on that much testosterone, you're always horny. Guys are always horny. But you got to kind of keep it in line, you know?
Of course.
I think access to different... To different options.
She even that hot, bro.
Probably just
Click
makes you.
She looks cute.
He's 80.
She's cute, but yeah. I mean.
Maybe he thought she would keep her mouth shut. I don't know.
Does she have an Instagram?
I don't think anymore, bro.
Let me get down to the bottom of this.
Maybe he groomed her.
No, she's not online.
You think he groomed her? Do you think he was like, she's the perfect candidate? Dude, maybe she's. What? Poseidon, you don't think she's that hot?
She's
have
hot.
You, have you seen her take 3 cocks at the same time, dude?
You haven't seen what Vince saw.
Listen.
No, there's no way she's online. Bro, after everything that happened, she's not. Because you're going to get all lunatics being like, don't lie about Vince.
It's not my world. Yeah, I don't know. Wrestling's not really my world. I'm not really that aggrieved by it.
But it's not about wrestling. It's just, it's so insane.
It is insane.
It is wacky.
Vince McMahon accused of sex trafficking lawsuit. Yeah.
Sex trafficking, bro.
Right after the Dana White merger.
How come we only have one?
I'll bet you, dude.
We have like one angle over
Dana White leaked it. That's what I'm going with. I think Dana White leaked it to fucking.
No, maybe that's funny.
Come on, bro.
But the other thing is when this came out, they decided to do this a day after they announced that they made a deal with Netflix for 2025. That's Raw is going to stream live on Netflix.
Somebody was trying to screw them over.
That's what I'm saying. There's so much surrounding this. I feel like this is a good conspiracy to go down. But I don't know if any journalists are looking into it deeply. I'd love to know more about this.
Unfortunately, this isn't a popular opinion, but we do have a legal system, and that's why, you know, this is why it exists, man.
Yeah.
You know, we don't fucking have kangaroo court. It's not he said, she said. It's not, you know, guilty till proven innocent. Unfortunately, when this, you know, when this sort of thing happens, I mean, it can, suppose it's totally untrue. Suppose it's totally fabricated and
he still,
suppose that he gets, you know, the whole
exonerated.
Thing dismissed. Yeah, exonerated, thank you. I mean, it's still, it's just, the damage is done.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know? You wield a lot of power over powerful people as a woman, you know, who's in contact with them. You can just say, hey, I'm claiming this if you don't give me X, Y, or Z. Who the fuck knows? It could also be true.
It could that, but here's my thing is it could be true. And if it's true, dude, not only is it crazy, but his whole family is public. So his daughter works there. His son-in-law works there. His son, it doesn't work there anymore, but it's public. His wife, everyone knew his wife. His wife was like a very important businesswoman. Like, your whole family's going to get fucked over from this, too.
I'm of the... Look, he's either really stupid or really unlucky.
Well, he might be stupid, too, because apparently they said that she signed an NDA. He was supposed to pay her $3 million. He made the first payment of $1 million. And then because he didn't pay the other $2 million, they said the NDA is null and void, so now we'll come out with this.
You got to pay your NDAs.
You got to pay your NDAs if you're doing. But that's the thing is, how dumb is this guy? He's doing shit like this, and he's trying to skimp out on the NDA, and he's a billionaire.
Maybe it's hard to keep track.
I think he just forgot.
You ever see Succession?
No, is it good?
It's really good. Yeah, guy basically, the main character is kind of built off of, you know, like Rupert Murdoch.
Okay.
So he owns like a media tycoon. He's a media tycoon. He owns like a media conglomerate, and I don't know. There's just like NDAs are a real, I don't know. It's kind of a driving point of the first season. They're out there. Maybe he just has a ton of NDAs.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, it could legitimately be. How nuts would it be if he's got like 25 of these, you know?
Because he forgot the most important one.
No, it's just, well, maybe, but maybe there's just like, you know, maybe there's dozens of cases like this. There could very well be tons of cases like this. And maybe,
but,
you know,
here's my question.
The cracks. The account, his assistant fucking didn't make the payment.
Here's my question. Even if you sign an NDA, there's no way that that's valid for sex trafficking. Sex trafficking is a crime. An NDA is not supposed to protect you from crimes.
No, you could definitely, no, I don't think you're going. I don't think you're doing time for disclosing
a crime that was committed against
anything
you.
Anything that was in a non-disclosure agreement, if it is a crime, I do agree. But I, you know, I'm sure some people have kept quiet about potentially nefarious activity.
Yeah,
that is,
but
you
not
know,
sex
more
trafficking.
The criminal-
There's no way if a judge would be like, you were sex trafficked, but bitch, you signed an NDA, bro. Yeah. That judge needs to get removed.
No, of course not. Of course not. But it's but you know, here's the thing: it's sex trafficking on a technicality. It absolutely is, and it's bad. But it's not like. You know, she didn't get abducted from her family, age nine, and she wasn't sold into sex slavery for, you know, 20 years. He's kind of like passing pictures of her around. It's bad. It's illegal. It's unethical.
It's unethical.
It's immoral. But,
and he
but
has a daughter.
Not, yeah, it's gross, but it's also maybe not bad enough under the umbrella of sex trafficking for the person who's, you know, aggrieved to say absolutely not signing anything. It might just be at a point where she's like, okay, that's gross. You compensate me. You know, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I mean, she obviously accepted the NDA, right? She accepted it in the first place. I think she just might've got pissed that, you know,
we have proof of this NDA.
Assuming the story is true. She accepted the NDA, right?
We're just, we're going again by, he said, she said, it's not in court. In court, through discovery, you could find out a lot. You could find out if the text messages were his. You could find out a shitload. Right now, we're just...
Yeah. Well, look, I say that where there's smoke, there's fire. So,
I like that, but I also hate that. You know why? Because sometimes there isn't.
No, but what I'm trying to say with that is
I agree with you. Most cases, it's like that. Where Trump dog, this bro. Fire.
They got,
yeah, but
they
some
almost got Trump dog.
Yeah, but exactly. But, no, but the Trump dog is, was almost taken down.
If he actually did this to her, there should be more. This isn't like he just decided at the age of 75 to do this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
How bad was
there
it in the 80s?
There should be throughout the years. Cases of this, caseloads.
What if it's always NDA?
Like yeah. Bill Cosby. Yeah, but still. But eventually, you know, one gets a little bit brave, then right, you realize right. He fucked up. Ah, he missed $10. You know what I mean? You get caught.
But like I said, I don't think it's an NDA thing. I think he's done a lot of stuff. He's for sure. He's banged a lot of wrestlers. He's done crazy shit like that. But I don't think anything this bad because no NDA is going to protect you if you're committing crimes against these women.
You got to know the deal when you marry him, though, right? I was just thinking, he's obviously, if he's out there banging wrestlers and stuff, people in his promotion, he's fucking getting laid all the time.
I think so.
You kind of have to know that that's going on if you're marrying a guy like that, right? Like, if you're going to be a guy that's,
I think, a mistress,
cutthroat in business.
I think a mistress you kind of accept if you know how he is. Plus, he was sexually abused as a child.
Was he?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe,
I didn't even know.
Maybe that's why he
fucked. Well, it's because I don't brag about it.
Maybe that's why he just, maybe that's what appealed him about wrestling, you know? It's like some deep-seated Freudian shit going on, seeing men.
Well, no, it's because his father owned the business and he bought it off his father.
Oh, okay. And his father
paid his father $1 million for the business.
Is his father the one that molested him or was it like some
I don't think so. I think
wrestler?
it was his mom.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, it was his mom that molested him?
That's fucking crazy.
I'm not making this up, right?
It looks like there's something
Go up.
Here.
It was the first one, bro. He's skipping. Go up.
Vince was sexually abused as a child.
Jesus Christ, this guy is the worst. He's going to get me damn. He's gonna get me in trouble because he's an idiot.
No, you're good. You're good.
Hold on. Let me just put it up for the peeps at home. Okay, can I read? If you didn't think by now that a young Vince McMahon had it rough, this might sway you. Not only was he beaten as a child, but he was also sexually abused.
Brag.
Vince has never come right out and said what happened, but he has mentioned being sexually abused in the past in interviews. Here are some quotes from his interview with Playboy magazine.
I was sexually abused.
Interviewer. Was the abuse all physical or was there sexual abuse too? That's not anything I would like to embellish just because it was weird. Oh, that's a weird thing to say. Did it come from the same man? No, it wasn't. It wasn't from the male. Oh, so his mom grabbed his dick.
Jesus Christ.
Yo.
Wait, the leap was in?
I think...
Interviewer, we can't leave that topic, but one last thing first. You said that the sexual abuse in your childhood wasn't from the male. It's well known that you're estranged from your mother. Have we found the reason? Pause, nods. Without saying that, I'd say that's pretty close.
Mm.
Heavy stuff.
Sexy.
He's got to play that card in court. He's got to say, listen, I got a lot of trauma.
I don't think that...
I got a lot of trauma.
I don't think that works for a billionaire, bro.
Your Honor.
He's got to hire a fucking scum. He's got to hire Joe Tacopina, dude, from New York. You ever see that guy? The guy who represented Meek Mill. He owns a couple soccer teams.
Oh, shit.
He's owned like four soccer teams because he always gets in the fucking, I don't know, he always gets involved
in trouble?
Like arguments with I don't know, the board. Yeah, man. He'll come out and say,
Your Honor, I don't know if you subscribe to Playboy Monthly, but I said in a previous article,
my client is seeking help for his PTSD. That's PTSD. That's the big one now. PTSD is the biggest one of the moment, isn't it?
Is it?
It's the one I'm hearing the most of. Yeah, it's like the reason why I am how I am. That's what anyone says. Anyone who's fucked up says, yeah, you know, I got PTSD.
Don't we all?
I went to French school and elementary school. I got PTSD. Dude, fuck you. Everyone has speaking PTSD.
Being someone who's actually been through a shit ton in his life, I don't appreciate that stuff. Like, look, for the most part, you're an adult. Life is not fair. It's not going to be fair. You have to fight through it. You can't just stop and be like, well, you have to try your best. Try your best. I'm not saying you're going to win, but try your best to move forward. You can't stop, pause, and use it as an excuse because no one cares. And what I mean, no one in society. Some people will lend a hand, but it won't help. It won't matter.
Rear view is no bueno. Rear view.
No bueno. That's what I'm saying. No. I never look back.
No. What's up?
But also it's because everyone has their own problems.
Yeah, that's why people don't care.
You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, man, I got my own problems too, bro. Like, why you...
Like, let's say Vince McMahon, right? Someone went up to him and said, look, I was an orphan.
Yeah.
Vince, you don't understand what it's like. I was an orphan. You don't understand because you're a billionaire. And then Vince is like, bro, I was molested.
It's a one-upmanship.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Bro. And I have a $1 billion corporation. So that's what always happens.
Right. Yeah, Dana White, I think, wasn't too keen on his parents either. I don't think there was anything to that extent, but I think they, I don't know, I think she was a little cold or, I don't know,
If anything, I would argue that trauma is the main driver of success.
Sadly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly, it is. But it's just kind of like that thing, the whole good times make weak men make hard times, and then yeah. hard times make strong, you know, all that shit.
Imagine having no trauma. You just fucking just grow up and just be a emotionally well-balanced, tax-paying member of society. Just totally, totally healthy. Send your kid to private school. Fucking golf. Just golf, dude. Watch the game.
I agree with everything you just said except for paying taxes.
No, I'm with you.
I don't
I'm with you too.
I think income tax is illegal. It's an infringement on my rights.
It makes sense.
I do it because they threaten to put me in jail if I don't.
Yeah, that's the hook. If you don't do it, you will go to jail. I think that
I don't do it because I want to. I'm doing it to avoid prison.
Okay, but some people I think who are maybe without much adversity, who are just going to grow up and kind of, you know, be funneled into, you know, into a home on the street, you know, you and most of your neighbors. Hey, how's it going? What's up?
We all mind that. That's nice.
And it's nice. Yeah. But you do need those guys to pay taxes in order for, you know, the system as it currently works to work. You can't have too many guys say, how can I, you know, get around this? And I think there's a fundamental, like, rational instinct to try to pay as little tax as possible through your accountant. But a lot of guys aren't, you know, most guys aren't, you know, I don't know, incorporating their business to get, you know, some rebate and this write off or that write off. A chunk of wealthy people are doing that. Most people are on. Most people are just paying their fucking taxes. I don't know. I think it's
most people are getting robbed, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Basically.
But I think a lot of them are just happy to do it. I think a lot of them are just happy to kind of exist in society and, like, yeah, you know, I just want balance. I want stability. I want comfort. You know, not Vince McMahon, dude. That guy's fucking taking shits on women's chests and fucking making $1 billion.
Allegedly. But more and more, the more I read, the more likely it is. But allegedly.
You got to keep women at bay. That's the problem, man. Like, I actually think women are the biggest downfall for, you know, I think they're the biggest trap.
For men?
It's okay to have
a woman. Well, it depends. It could be men, too. It depends what you're into. It's your dick. I've said this before on stage.
Sorry. Yeah.
A man's dick will get him into more trouble than anything else, more than alcohol, more than drugs. Your dick is going to...
It's an excellent point. It's your dick. Exactly. It's not women. It's
whatever. No, it's our fault. It's not that.
It's wherever. It's extracurricular sexual activities.
Yeah.
It's so difficult to keep that in line, you know, to be a married guy who's like, nope, you know. Dude, a fucking girl looks at you. You just interact with women in society and she laughs at something you're going to say. You're going to be like, oh, fuck, where's this going? You got to cock block yourself.
So, someone fucking described it as the Jekyll and Hyde thing. I think it was Guido.
I think it was you.
It was me, but it wasn't me who came up with it.
It was me, actually.
Oh, it was him, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, because I love the sound of it. Like, because that's how it is.
Yeah.
That's really how it is. Like, you're one person, and then you come, and you're someone else.
You got to tame the beast. Imagine if we didn't have porn, dude. Back in the day, like 200 years ago, what the fuck were people doing, man?
Oh, they were getting raped. That's why.
Who was getting raped?
Back in the days.
Who's they? Wait,
well, rape was rampant.
In Albania?
No, everywhere.
Well, I wouldn't say rampant in the civilized world.
What do you think? Genghis
world?
Khan raped so many people.
But that's not the civilized world. That was Genghis Khan. He was a conqueror.
He's a conqueror. That's a crazy jump. Bro, the rape back in the day was crazy, bro.
I heard about this guy, Genghis Khan, real charismatic. He loved to sing, dance, and rape.
I've got the world on a string. I think back in the day, porn probably keeps us in line. It's not good for
porn's
society.
Porn's terrible for you.
Yeah, but you don't think that it kind of keeps the demon in a little bit where you can't...
Yeah,
you know,
I think
it's somehow acceptable. Honestly, if we're listen. Jesus first, all right? Would Jesus like it? No. Fuck no. All right? Porn, no bueno. No bueno porn. You know? You're with a blonde woman. She's 5'10". You're like, fuck it. I want a black 5'1 woman. I want to simulate that. In your mind, you're fucking the 5'10 thick ebony lady. Okay? That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You're cheating with your soul. You know what I mean? But it's acceptable. We accept it. You get the demons out and you whatever.
Well, that's
if you can keep it in, you know, keep
getting
it in
the demons out. That's such a good way to describe it.
Yeah. Well, you think Vince McMahon was getting the demons out? If this is true, you think he fucking, you know,
you think dude, the sex trafficking was true. He was the demon, but yeah.
If we're talking about it in the demon sense, I think at first maybe it does keep the demons at bay, but I think eventually the more you go deeper,
you become that,
and you end up feeding the demons with what is supposed to keep them at bay.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Just how, I don't know, Are you guys both dating one person? You're dating someone. You married?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I assume you love the person you're with?
No.
It's fair.
Yeah, obviously, bro.
I don't know. Listen, man.
You saw how he panicked.
Yeah. No, I was like, it looks like every other fucking Greek grandparents I fucking met in my life.
Just beating each other up.
Just, I don't know, in a loveless marriage. I know you're from fucking Park X, but I'm like, Jesus Christ, is it still really that bleak? You fucking just arrange marriages and shit for convenience.
No, I mean,
it's still, you have love for a person, but it's still a thing you have to keep in line.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, that's all. You're not thinking with your head when you're doing what Vince McMahon's doing. When you're typing out, we're gonna get fucking three guys on you. I show 12 guys. We're all into it. You're not thinking with your head.
Yeah, that wasn't
you're
his business.
You're not thinking of your wife.
That wasn't his business brain or his family brain.
But it exists. It exists somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The Jekyll and Hyde thing that exists somewhere, and then that took over.
Is it possible to not have a vice? If you don't have a vice,
no,
I want to fucking talk to you, dude. If you don't have a vice, get the fuck out of here, man.
What you said is impossible. You cannot have a vice. It's impossible.
You gotta be a kleptomaniac at least. Something.
No, you're gonna have something because something. It could be drugs. It could be alcohol, sex.
Food is a big one.
Food.
Man.
Food's one of the biggest. Food is the sweets. Big one. You saw me have to fight the power out there.
I think
with
I might
the cannolis.
Be a, yeah. I. Oh, what's mine?
I gave in to the cannoli.
No, but now we were talking about desserts, but yeah, his vice is all that gay shit.
No, mine.
I was waiting for that.
You know what my vice is? My vice is my phone, dude. My vice is...
My vice is content.
It takes me out of my own brain.
Dude, there have been moments in my life where I'm like, look, it's either cigarettes or heroin, bro. So I chose cigarettes.
Chose both.
Cigarettes are a big one. But yeah, I never... I guess I'm just I'm a fucking... I don't know, dude. I'm a little pritzy fruitcake, dude. The idea of just smoking cigarettes all the time and smelling like it was probably enough to dissuade me from ever doing it regularly. It's like sometimes when the demon comes out, again, to kind of go back there, you're like, yeah, fine, I have a cigarette right now. But then that's it. You have a cigarette and you don't have one for months. Yeah. I never had that issue. I don't understand how anyone can get hooked on cigs. I understand it's a chemical thing. I know a lot of people do, but I don't. Yeah, I don't relate to that.
I have the
it's
same.
It's phone for me. It's food. It could be food. It's a slippery slope for me.
Food is big for me.
I have the same thought process as you when it comes to gambling and alcohol.
Gambling is gambling.
Gambling,
crazy
I don't
one.
Understand because I lose $10 and I have a complete meltdown. Like I don't understand how people do that shit.
They have money,
brother.
They have more than $10. That's all.
No, but I'm using the $10 as an example.
How do these guys lose thousands of dollars? I only have $10 to lose.
Poseidon, bro, you're just an animal, bro. You lose $10 and you're like, I gotta get it back. It's honestly, maybe it's an endearing quality.
Maybe
you know you don't give up. That's the thing, dude. The gamblers who go deep down the hole, say what you want about them, they don't give up. They're fucking committed, dude. They're committed. I'll still pull it out of the hat. It's almost impressive. So few
some
of
them
can just accept defeat. What's up?
Some of them kill themselves.
Right. But they, yeah. Isn't that more noble than just saying, fuck it, I have a problem, let's...
No, bro, this isn't the Japanese couple, bro. It's not noble. Go fuck yourself. Go to work and pay your rent and feed your family, you dickhead.
I don't know, man. Gambling's a tough one. Gambling's a really bad one. I know some people who got fucked up by that, dude. It's not...
Fucking 80% of my friends are degenerate gamblers.
I think that's what turned me off the most about gambling is...
It's too close to home.
Yeah, I have direct family that it fucked up.
Mm.
It's not...
Certain parts of my mom's side, like, really bad.
Yeah. Her arm and stuff.
No. me as well. It's a doozy. I think gambling. What's really scary about gambling now is because you could gamble on your phones. You'll have guys with their girlfriend on the couch just fucking swiping fucking slots. Like, dude, what are you doing? Fucking, you got a fucking nice honey right next to you. You're fucking just watching a show and you're just fucking.
We gambled here.
Slots.
We did stake stuff on here with Josh. We did two episodes of us gambling.
Mm.
We won.
And?
I don't know where that money went, but we didn't get it. But
happened to that money?
No idea. But
I have an idea.
He's reinvesting it into the comedy club. Come on, bro. Don't shit where you eat.
But it was fun. But it was fun because we knew what we were doing and we were fucking around. We weren't actually... Yeah. Prepared to lose our fucking money. So it was fun, but I could see how that could turn into a problem because I see it around me. It starts fun and then it turns into an addiction, a compulsion, and then bam,
I can see
no
that.
Rent.
Yeah, what was the game that you throw balls from the top of the pyramid and if they land closer to the middle, you get like a...
Drake won on that last week.
Oh, there was a guy that won like $30 million or some shit on that.
I like to play a game sometimes. What's the most degenerate thing you've heard anyone ever do? Like when it comes to gambling. I like asking stories. I like asking about these stories
heard,
from people I know who have
heard or seen. Like
either or,
yourself.
Either or, whatever you think is both, whatever.
Well, for me, the most degenerate thing I've ever witnessed, I was at the casino and there was a guy. I see him putting $800. It was you know the thing that spins.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, roulette.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
And he put like $800 on one. He's like, and he's telling his boy, "I'm telling you, it's this one." And then his boy's like, "Bro, you shouldn't have done that. That was dumb." And then the guy loses, and he goes, "Oh, what am I going to do? My girlfriend's going to kill me. That was my rent money." He's like freaking out, having a panic attack in the casino.
That's insane.
That's not that bad.
That's pretty vanilla, to be honest.
Yeah.
What's the craziest you've heard?
Oh, that I've heard?
I know a guy who once bet on greyhounds, which is, that's deep down the rabbit hole, dude. Fucking greyhounds in India online.
God damn.
Yeah, I know people now who bet on like these random women's third tier European sports.
That's the bottom of the barrel, dude. Once you start going over to women's sport at all, dude, NBA, WNBA, that's bleak. Because then you have to actually watch it to see the result.
Why do they suck?
What's up?
Why do they suck?
Yeah, no.
I'm waiting for this trans sports stuff to happen. I want to have dudes playing as women so I know where to put my money.
Fucking, see that Daily Wire movie? What's it called? Lady Ballers?
No, I didn't see it. It seems like it's goofy.
It's preposterous.
Good or bad? It looks bad.
It looks bad. It looks real bad.
It looks real bad.
The problem is you can't have political guys make
humor.
Content that is, that they think is going to be entertaining.
Here's the problem that I have with political
nerdy.
Guys.
You can't have nerds do shit like that.
They think, we're going to make fun of gays. It's fun to make fun of gays, right?
No, bro.
You can have a gay joke, but if it's coming from the fucking wrong place, it's going to feel weird.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, dude.
You have to make fun
place.
Of everyone, you dickhead. The second you're making fun of one only, like, what's to do with these trans, right? After a while, you're like, okay, bro, now it's getting fucking weird. Now it's getting hateful. It's not common anymore.
Yeah.
You got to make fun of everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't and just hate them privately.
Do whatever you want privately. You know? I'm not going to know, but I could tell.
The movie sucked, dude.
Oh, yeah. You watched it?
No, I saw the documentary. The trailer. I saw the trailer.
Yeah, I barely even saw a trailer. I saw like one little thing people, you know, share online. I was like, it's not for me.
Dog, have you guys ever seen some of the comedy on Fox? You ever seen comedy on Fox?
Fox used to have The Simpsons and Family Guy.
Not that. Like late night talk shows hosted by a comedian, kind of like a Colbert alternative, but it's like a right wing guy. It's probably worse. Colbert's bad.
It's worse than Colbert.
Kibble's bad.
I believe
dude.
It.
You know, the mainstream, I don't know. What do you want to call it? I don't know. The gay talk shows, they're bad. For lack of a better word, let's just call them the gay talk shows. This is like the ultra based fucking talk shows where, we'll say whatever we
like
want.
Gutfeld?
Way worse. I don't know. Is that who he is? I don't even know his name.
Yeah.
I saw a segment the other day. Again, way worse than anything I'd seen before. I saw a segment the other day after the caucus in Iowa. They got a fucking studio audience there. This host, either him, someone else, whoever the fuck it was on Fox, is describing what happened. He goes, Trump ran away with it. And in second, third, and fourth place were DeSantis, Haley, and Ramaswamy. Mm. Just like in a female swim race or something. Get it? Because a dude finished first. Taha. It's like
that's a stupid joke because it wasn't all women.
I didn't even understand what was just said.
He was just saying if Haley, DeSantis, and Vivek
are all women,
second, third, and fourth, like in a female swim race, because a dude finishes first. Like what? What are you?
But this doesn't make any sense because the rest are not women.
It's just bad. It's just bad. Yeah. It's bad comedy. It's bad. He's saying no. They finished in second, third, and fourth. Because get it? In first place was now. I'm explaining the joke to you. Yeah. He had to explain it to the audience.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he gets a laugh and he's like, "Get it?" Because a dude finished first.
Oh, I like how he said, "Get it." Get it,
buddy? What are you doing? Yeah,
yeah. They're not. They get too political.
Political comedy is not funny. Dave Smith does a good job.
Dave Smith is because he's funny. And he understands the actual intricacies of what's happening politically.
Yeah.
So he's good at explaining it, but he's not trying to sway you. He's
not
just
calling
like,
the other side gay or
exactly.
Nazis. You know, like I just did, where I said the gay shows, which but whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's,
I know exactly what you're saying.
It's he does a good job with it. He's nuanced with it. I don't know. Tim Dillon does good political comedy.
Yeah, because he doesn't give a fuck either.
It's because it's not even really political. It's just discussing contemporary issues. That's what you
what's happening
do.
And then you make fun of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The absurdity of it all.
Look, I think Trump should back out of the race and allow Vince McMahon to run for president.
Can you fucking can you imagine, dude, a fucking Trump McMahon dude?
A Trump McMahon ticket?
I think
we're gonna fucking shit on you whether you like it or not.
Oh my God.
I think Dana White Vince, might have had something
Vince
to do with it.
Vince is just exaggerating. We're not gonna shit on anyone. The fuck are you talking about, Donald? We're gonna shit on all of them.
Why are you doing me like this, Donald? I thought that's the one thing we had in common. Imagine if Vince McMahon actually was into shitting on women's chests and he saw the rumors about Trump. Okay, because that's the thing that you can't really discuss in public, but it gets leaked, and he's like, fuck, another one? Another billionaire who's kind of in the same cohort as me, who's into this sort of thing? And then he fucking calls him up, it's like, Donnie, I feel you, buddy. And Vince is like, bro, what? Sorry, Donald tells McMahon, like, no, buddy, like, no, this is not
true. That was a rumor, run and piss on anyone.
Actually a witch hunt.
Yeah, I was just joking.
Yeah,
I was just joking. It was a prank. Probably pulled by fucking Stone Cold.
Now, here's the thing. There are people out there that do like shitting on women's chests.
I heard.
Somewhere they exist. They got to be pulling for Vince
They're
McMahon
in Saudi Arabia and Dubai.
Allegedly.
You know about that?
I've heard about actual videos of it.
I know some women who've probably been propositioned to do it.
I do too.
Do you actually?
Mm-hmm.
Who've told you about it directly?
Yeah, some porn stars, yeah.
I'm not into, I don't know. I'm afraid that if I start meeting porn stars and stuff, it's gonna get weird. I have a girlfriend. I'm trying to, I don't know.
No, we have guests on this and that. They stay as guests and then we kick them out.
I've had one woman on the pod, I think, ever, other than my girlfriend. It was a few weeks ago. I was like, oh, this is weird. I feel like Mike Pence, remember Mike Pence used to say, I won't dine with other women other than my wife? I was like,
I don't feel uncomfortable with women.
I don't feel uncomfortable about it. It's just never happened. I don't know. But a porn star, that's a whole, I don't know. It's like, what am I gonna gain from this conversation?
Well, it depends. We've had escorts on. We've had, one escort, and we had Ellen Boudreaux, the UCAM girl, because she blew up.
Sure, when she showed
her tits during her grad photo, that's why she was on, because it was a talk of the town.
Yeah. I mean, I think
it's not to find out how porn works.
No. I just think a lot of it is, I think a lot of it is just like gawking. I think it's a lot of people that just want to stare into the world and say, what the fuck is this freak show? A little bit.
Like Poseidon had a show, and he did that. He talked to some real freaks. On this show, it's more like just shoot the shit general. Like we talked to her about her. It was more the backlash she was getting, how the school was suing her. Like, it was an interesting story, even though then she wanted to show her tits.
Right.
You could take the girl out of the, you can take the girl out of the whorehouse, but you can't take the whore out of the girl. No.
I don't know, man.
You can take the girl out of the whorehouse, but not the house out of the.
All right, well, on that ruining note, we got your links in the description, Sam, so people can follow you and check out your podcast. You're also doing stand-up. You're mostly, where, at the third floor?
Third floor a lot, yeah, wherever. There are mics, some of the bar shows kind of around town, wherever I can really get up. It's, it's a long way to the top, but I appreciate you, making time for guys that are starting out. It's really cool of you.
It was fun.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of fun. I appreciate you having me on, man. This was cool. Thank you for teaching me about. I saw the Vince McMahon thing and was like, huh. I guess you're so inundated with news now. I saw it and was like, shrug. Keep scrolling.
It's an insane story.
Yeah. Yes, you got to be careful. You know, you can't get too deep into the weeds, man.
Because this could all be fake, and I could be just getting
just
into
generally,
it.
Generally, just the number of wild stories of the moment in any given week are just, I don't know. It's whatever.
There's billions of us and we're all lunatics.
This was informative.
So. Thank you, Sam Adamo.
Thank you, buddy. We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically shamed in all our fame. We'll make a murder, murder, murder saying, yeah, this is the American dream. You're gonna have to fight if you wanna believe. To see it all away.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.